over a decade ago, Pitkin County Open Space and Trails Director Dale Will says it was common to see local nonprofit races on the Rio Grande, like the Buddy Program's annual 5-mile race. But in recent years, interest in holding such races has shot up.
Since that time, we've seen an increased interest to the point where I think we had events on two or three of the weekends in July, which is the high season. And that's what started to concern us.
To be prepared for the upcoming peak summer months, the department commissioned a study to look at volume of users on the trail, the kinds of users, and capacity. The results were presented to county elected leaders on Tuesday.
As we get into this, you'll see that Rio Grande Trail is an exceptionally busy trail.
Gabe Preston of Durango-based RPI Consulting led the study. It examined use on the Rio Grande Trail from Emma to Aspen. He discovered how important the trail is to people who use it.
It's part of their lifestyle. Half of the people that we talk to use the trail daily or almost daily, and a lot of the other folks use it on a very regular basis.
The findings came up with an overall picture of the trail. Turns out bicyclists make up the largest user group, accounting for 64% of the trail's total summertime use. The closer you get to Aspen, the more crowded the trail becomes, and the highest usage comes in the middle of the day.
This is a graph of monthly use, and you can see that July and August are the peak.
During peak season, more than 600 people use the Upper Rio Grande Trail every day above Stein Park. On that stretch, the survey found nearly 22,000 people on average use the trail per month in July and August.
So you have a lot of use concentrated into a relatively small amount of time.
The majority of trail users say the trail's not crowded, with a mere 3% saying it's too crowded. Still, the survey concludes the trail is reaching capacity in the stretches near Aspen and will likely continue to get busier. So what does that mean for future events on the Rio Grande? Again, Dale Will.
It was interesting to find out that by and large, the general public, not only do they not mind the event, but they enjoy seeing those things occur.
66% of those surveyed said their encounter with a special event had no impact on their trail experience. Trail safety was a bigger concern for users than crowding. Worries about the speed of cyclists and dogs off leashes rose to the top of the list. As for special event planning in the future, the county commissioners and Open Space and Trails board members talked about careful planning so events aren't double booked in the summer and advising organizers to hold their events outside of peak times. Commissioner Rob Itner emphasized how important special events are in Pitkin County.
Special events bring in a lot of economic sustainability within our community. Special events bring in people. Special events add value to the experience that people have here, which raises property values, those sorts of things. And I just think it's really important to say that we want special events in our community.
The survey also looked at Maroon Creek Road and the amount of use happening there. A link to the survey results can be found on our website, aspenpublicradio.org. Marcy Krivenin, Aspen Public Radio News.